the winner of the 2009 Endowment Young Finders of the Year Awards, John Watt from the jury. Victoria, as you heard, his world-leading research involves the growth of nanoparticles of a precious metal called palladium, which reduces toxic gases from a carbon source system. Growing nanoparticles of palladium could result in a cheaper and more effective way of reducing pollutants and vehicle emissions. He's already forged links with a British company, Johnson Matthey. A world leader in the supply of precious metals. He's worked at Stanford University in California. He's worked at Oxford University in the UK. John's supervisor at Stanford says his work is truly innovative and has contributed to the fundamental understanding of nanoparticle growth. His professor at Oxford says John is an outstanding young scientist and an exemplary ambassador. It's an honor to be able to name John the 2009 Endowment Young Scientist of the Year. Let's see a little more about the research that John's been doing.
Well, my project is about the formation of nanoparticles made from a metal called palladium. Palladium is a precious metal that's used in your car where it removes toxic gases from your exhaust emission. But the problem is that palladium is very, very expensive and current systems are not very efficient. A nanoparticle is a very, very tiny crystal. To give you an idea of the length scale, 1 nanometer is a billionth of a meter, which is about 100,000 times thinner than the width of a human head. Normally, when palladium nanoparticles form, they form as spheres or cubes. But what we've been able to do is form these complex, highly branched and tripod-like shapes. And these are really exciting because they've got really high performance when it comes to removing those toxic gases. So these new palladium nanostructures are going to go inside your exhaust system. The toxic gases are going to land on the top of the palladium. Here they'll undergo a chemical reaction, which is going to turn them into something more environmentally friendly. The best thing I like about my project is investigating the things that occur on the nanoscale. You get some really cool and unexpected properties happening. And it's looking into these new and exciting things that's really the drive for my work. And then after that, it's seeing your discovery go on to an external application. These nanostructures are really going to be able to efficiently remove toxic gases, and it's quite a good feeling knowing that it's going to be beneficial to everyone. I guess the main thing that I learned from the Endowment Awards was how to effectively communicate my research. The most pleasurable bit was presenting my research to a high school audience. When it all comes down to it, I'm actually a crystallographer, and crystallography is quite hard to make exciting for other scientists, let alone high school students. So that was a big learning curve, being able to bridge the gap between the fundamental research and the general audience. I'm really excited about staying and working towards building our knowledge base so we can create an environment where we're exporting our ideas and our high technology as well as our primary resources. Like all science, this wasn't an individual effort. There's a lot of people involved in the work and that have supported me through this research. When you get stuck into scientific research, you really are on the cutting edge of human knowledge. You're looking, you're making, you're working with things that have never been seen or made before. And it's quite a special feeling to know that you're adding new knowledge to the world.
It's all a bit overwhelming at the moment, has been for the last month or so. First off, I'd like to again thank you to the Foundation for the awards process. It really was enjoyable, and I'm really glad that I was a part of it. And it's a great showcase for all the emerging science in New Zealand. And from the Foundation, I want to specifically thank Emma, Maria and Catherine for helping me through, halfway through the media scrum. So you'll see there that I was framed up against an electron microscope. So this is the machine that I used to do all my characterization. And using this, we can image atoms, so we're actually getting down to atomic resolution. So it's a really high resolution, high sensitivity machine. And as such, it needs to be kept close to the building's foundations to reduce vibrations and things like this. So essentially, I spend all of my time in the basement. So thank you to the foundation for giving me a reason to get out, get some sunlight, put on a tie and have a drink. It's an absolute honour to be presented this award. I think any time you're associated with the name McDiarmid, it's got to be an honour. And I was looking around earlier during the poster session, and there's some really exciting and excellent research coming through from all the finalists. So congratulations to you all, and to be selected from that pool of talent is actually quite humbling. So science is never a solo effort, there's always people involved, and it's whether support or through a collaborative effort, so I'll have to run through a few names. First off, my supervisor, Dr. Richard Tilley, and my research group. It's been an absolute pleasure with you working with you over the last 3 or 4 years, Richard. I've learned an invaluable amount from you, and this is really as much your award as it is mine, and I'm looking forward to working with you in the future and continuing that relationship. My co-supervisor and also head of chemical and physical sciences at Victoria, Professor John Spencer, one of the nicest guys in science, and the rest of the staff and students at Victoria, especially Fern Kelly and Kirsten Barish, who are also finalists tonight. Thank you for your ongoing support both in and outside of school. So to Victoria University and McDiarmid Institute for creating such an enjoyable research environment. For funding, the foundation, the Victoria University again, and Education New Zealand. My collaborators, Dr. Mike Toney from Stanford Synchrotron Radiation Light Source, Professor Angus Kirkland and his group from Oxford University, Dr. James Cookson and Dr. Peter Bishop from Johnson Matthey in the UK, who are starting to look at some of the performances of these structures, and they're starting to show some really, really promising results. And finally, my family, my dad, my brother Mike, and my best friend Meads. And ultimately, I would like to thank my mother, who was here tonight, because you can't do much without the support of your mum. Really, when it comes down to it. So I've been at uni for about 7 or 8 years now, I think, and mum's been with me to be stepping away. So thank you very much for that, and almost done. It's been stressed already tonight, but I'd just like to take the opportunity to say again that this is a type of high technology product that I think New Zealand needs. I'm really excited about being around New Zealand and working towards developing our ideas and our skills and being able to market those as well as our primary resources, and I think that the next few years are going to be a very enjoyable and exciting time. Thank you very much.
Having been beaten back briefly on the question front already once tonight, remind me to ask you afterwards what that you were doing with the protractor. Congratulations to John and Amy and to all tonight's winners, runners-up and finalists. I now invite the Foundation's Chair Brian Ball to say another few words said here before we conclude this thoroughly enjoyable evening.